This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Protests continued in Charlotte, North Carolina, which were set off when the police killing of a black man spiraled into chaos and violence after nightfall when a demonstration was interrupted by gunfire that gravely wounded a man in the crowd. Law enforcement authorities fired tear gas in a desperate bid to restore order. City said on the Twitter account that the unidentified man was on life support after what officials said was a civilian-on-civilian confrontation. Clinton announced an initiative to support more opportunities for the disabled, and Trump endorsed a wider use of stop and frisk by police, which has often been discredited as racial profiling. DNA analyses suggest that almost all non-Africans trace their roots to one migration between 50,000 and 80,000 years ago. National polls continue to show that Americans either narrowly favor international trade generally and the so-called TPP specifically, or are split. Younger voters are especially favorable. Republicans are not, reflecting the influence of the anti-trade nominee Donald Trump on his traditionally pro-trade party. And certainly trade remains more unpopular in battleground states like Ohio, where it is blamed for years of manufacturing job losses. National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine, in a 520-page report by 13 experts, finds that immigrants do not take American jobs. There were 38 maternal deaths, defined as deaths due to complications from pregnancy or childbirth, per 100,000 births in the U.S. in 2013, up from 23 in 2005. The rate in 2013 was more than triple Canada's. Members of Congress pelted the chief executive of Mylan, the company behind the EpiPen, with questions about steep price increases on the product and accused her of turning her back on families that could no longer afford the life-saving treatment. Just 24% of the contributors to Clinton's campaign so far have given $200 or less. In 2012, 43% of the money to Obama was from contributors who made $200, who gave $200 or less. And this year, 58% of those giving to Sanders' grassroots bid came from small donor dollars. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.